We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into this special Memorial Day episode of the CHGO Blackhawks podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Jay Zawoski with Greg Boyson and Mario Tirabassi. Make sure if you're watching us on YouTube, you smash that like button. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page as well. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app and leave us a five-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We greatly appreciate that. Again, I want to take a second to thank everybody who has served and continues to serve this this country of ours. We appreciate you, and especially on Memorial Day, remembering all of those who made the ultimate sacrifice so we could say dumb crap and talk hockey all day. We appreciate you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. Seconded, third, fourth.
All those things. All I'm the numbers. Board. 50 of them for the 50 stars, damn it. Soon to be Puerto Rico, maybe. All right, we're going to talk about the NHL draft today. And we'll just say his name off the top, Connor Bedard. That's going to happen. We know that's going to happen. So for this episode, we thought, why don't we spend a little bit of time? We had a Mailbag Monday question saying, like, who are some of the other prospects we should look at? So we all sort of agreed, like, let's each find, like, that first-round guy, maybe a second-round guy, and then someone who might fall a little bit later that we all like, and we would all like to see the Blackhawks maybe take a flyer on draft day. Now, we don't know what we're doing compared to Kyle Davidson and company, but through our limited research and limited resources, because I still can't find the damn Hockey News draft preview, we're going to do our best to see if one of us is right. And if we are, we're going to feel pretty smart. And if we're not, you'll forget what we predicted anyway, so it doesn't matter.
And we'll forget too.
Yeah. So I spun the wheel of randomness, and it landed on Mario. So Mario, we'll start with you. One of the authors of our rebuild report, along with Greg. I just read it. I get the fun part of the job.
You're the editor.
Yeah, there you go. No typos there. All right, go ahead. Feel free. So why don't you start us off, Mario? Who is the first round pick? So let's just assume, even though it's a tough assumption, that they're going to stay at 19. We'll just kind of play that way. Like, who are the guys around 19 that you're looking at?
So there's a ton of great players that are going to be available around the late first round, and at 19 there's, you know, the options are plenty for the Blackhawks. I know you guys have two guys that I think are squarely in that like 15 to 20, 25 range, but from our talk with Mike Donaghy, and you know, kind of getting a grasp on, you know, what the Blackhawks sometimes will do with players when they're really considering a player as one of their favorites. This is a guy that I think probably has been on their radar given what he provides and what they lack. And this is going to be a guy that I've said before, and might be available with their first pick in the second round. But if they don't want to roll that dice and don't get back into the first round with a third first round pick, it's my guy Charlie Stramel with out of the U.S. development program and with the Wisconsin Badgers. I mean, a linebacker on skates who is not, you know, not a guy who you're going to complain about his skating, and you know, again, talking with Mike Donaghy, the importance that the scouting staff and Kyle Davidson and everybody is putting on, you know, skating. He's a guy who's 6'3", 215, 220, plays down the middle, plays a game that they don't really have too many top end forwards that do. They got a lot of guys who can be, you know, bottom six grindy, but not with the size and physical stature of a guy like Stramel. And if you can get a guy who can be in the mold of like an Adam Lowry, you know, big center, can play physical, can go in net front, go into the corners, you know, win faceoffs, kill penalties, things like that. I know it's not sexy to use the number 19th pick on a player like that, but that's a guy that I think, you know, the Blackhawks probably can see a lot of value in. Up front, they need some size. And I think when you look at size, compete, decision-making, these are all things that, you know, scouts rave about with Stramel. His skills on the puck and his goal scoring are not necessarily the best attributes he has, but he's not, you know, he's not incompetent in those areas, even though he had, you know, a low year at Wisconsin. Everybody did. So I think, you know, you look at what he did with Team USA at the World Juniors, he made an impact as a draft eligible player playing in a bottom role. He's someone that I've kept a close eye on, not just because of my Badger bias, but also because I think he really does fit a need that the Blackhawks have.
Yeah, I left him on the board because I knew you were going to take him, being a Badger and everything. Yeah.
I didn't even. Yeah, I didn't even read any scouting reports. I'm like, that's going to be Mario's guy. No, don't even waste my time.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's my this year's version of Lane Hutson for me last year.
Okay, so yeah, but look, like, it makes sense, and I think the beauty of having a number one pick is you can kind of maybe go off the board a little bit to find something that fits a need, right? Mm-hmm. Where like Colby said it to us on Thursday's show, that Davidson will kind of do that from time to time and say, instead of just going best player and like filling out your 1 through 500 and just picking the next available guy, sometimes you pick for need and pick for, you know, where your holes are. And I think adding a big player is certainly something they need to do. I'm going to address that later in a draft. Greg, where are you going with your first round pick here?
Well, just to kind of add on to your point there, when you know you're getting Connor Bedard and you have all these extra picks in the first three rounds, you can gamble more. Yeah. You can take some, much like they did last year when they got that third first round pick, they went for the long-term project in Sam Renzel. It's a high risk, but very high reward. So they can take some more gambles. They could be a little more aggressive. And as you said, go get guys that fit their needs. And the guy I'm picking is a guy I've talked about before. I don't know if he's going to be there at 19. He, like any other draft, this kid's probably a top five, top seven pick. So they may have to trade up if they love him, like I love him. They may have to trade up depending on what they hear, but he could be there at 19 if he is, if the Hawks are still picking there. I want them to grab Matthew Wood out of the University of Connecticut. He is a 6'4", listed as a right winger, but has played some center before. So, you know, we all kind of are under the consensus that they're going to target size after Connor Bedard this draft. They need it. Bedard's on the smaller side. Frank Nazar, another one of their top prospects, on the smaller side. They need to get some size. And there's a lot of size in this draft. And Wood, to me, is what they need. A big guy. He had 11 goals, 34 points in 35 games in his first year at UConn. And then at that under 18 World Juniors, he kind of got overshadowed a little bit. Everybody was talking about Will Smith and Gabe Perreault, but he had 7 goals and 13 points in 7 tournament games. So he was a big factor there as well. funny story about Matthew Wood. He is one of these guys we talked about yesterday, one of these Canadian-born players that have decided to skip the CHL and go to the NCAA because he said it's better for his overall development. He was actually drafted pretty high by the Regina Pats. He could have been Connor Bedard's teammate this year, but decided to go to Connecticut instead. He's got a really great shot and he's not afraid to use it. I believe he led the Huskies in shots on goal. He's some scouts have said he's one of the best goal scorers in the entire draft. He's got great hands, high IQ. He's got a very long reach at 6'4". So that's going to come in handy in the defensive zone. He needs to improve on his speed and mobility, but let's face it. Most 17, 18 year old players need work on, you know, skating speed, defensive play. That's not a unique downside, but at 18 you got plenty of time to work on that. Those are things you can work on. A lot of people have compared him to Tage Thompson because, well, Thompson went to UConn as well, but the size, big guy that can score goals. Imagine getting a Tage Thompson type player with Connor Bedard and Lucas Reichel and Frank Nazar. I mean, that's pretty sexy to me, and I think Matthew Wood's that guy. I don't know if he'll be there at 19. Like Bob McKenzie has him ranked like fourth overall on his list. Like, but there, so he can go anywhere from like top five to 19. But I think if the Hawks love him, maybe that's a guy they trade up for. Maybe like 12 or 13, move up a few spots to make sure you give him sacrifice one of those other second round picks. I think it'd be worth it.
Yeah. I mean, a Tage Thompson to play with Connor Bedard. Yes, please. That would Damn, be, that,
yeah,
that'd be fine.
And his shot and goal scoring ability is something that, again, not only is size needed up front, but also like play, like guys that can make plays, make things happen. Yeah. They have a lot of, you know, they have a lot of potential future depth forwards, but they need some potential future top six, top nine guys.
Yeah. Make it happen, Kyle. I know you're watching.
Yeah, that's hey, we'd all be happy with that pick for sure. Greg, you mentioned mine in talking about Wood. And I know I just said I want to add some size and I want to add some power forwardness, but I just love what I've seen from Gabe Perreault. And I think the whole fact that his dad is a coach with the Blackhawks makes a lot of sense. And another guy you might have to trade up for, I've seen him ranked as high as like 15. And I've seen him ranked as low as like 40. So again, it's all depending on whose list you're looking at here, but Perreault is skill. He's not a guy who's going to go out and put anybody through the boards. He's not Matthew Tkachuk. But I also think that his, I want to say the physical element, but like the compete element of his game should not be understated. He's a guy that's going to go out there and play hard. He's not going to float. He's not going to be a passenger. He's going to go to the places he needs to go to make things happen. Really good shot. I think a bit of an underrated passer and put up just massive numbers. You know, he had 132 points in 63 games with the U.S. under 18 development program. I mean, that's comic book numbers, you know. World Juniors, he had 18 points in 7 games. Just kind of bigger than Cole Caulfield, but similar to me in the style of play. I'm just not sure he's going to be there. He is going to Boston College, which I love. Because, you know, as Colby talked about Thursday, the weight programs these guys get in, the training regimens, the resources they have to grow physically and to add the sort of things they need to add to get to the NHL level. With Bedard, they don't need to rush anybody. And yes, he is undersized, but I think there is still a little bit of room for growth. And I do like pedigree. For the most part, sons of good players are pretty good players, except for Alex Nylander.
you know, well, there's like William Nylander.
Yeah, right. But it's, I don't know. I just think there's something to that. And the fact that his dad's part of the organization, just it makes a lot of sense. It seems kind of like everyone's talking about Davidson trading up. It kind of sounds like that might be a target. But as we've discussed for the last few weeks, how does getting Bedard change your draft plan? Because, like you both said, you want to get some size in here now that you've got a bunch of smallish forwards. So I think it does change things a little bit, but we'll see. I just look, it's a talent that can't be denied, and you could figure out the size thing later You know what I mean? If you got too many small forwards, maybe just have one little line of termites that just bug you. You know what I mean? Reichel and Bedard and Perreault, and that would be okay.
Have Perreault stand on the shoulders of Frank Nazar. We'll Voltron it. We'll Voltron it. Yeah, 8 foot forward.
Put a trench coat on him. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just get a really big jersey and then there you go.
Yeah, I like Perreault. The more that it keeps getting brought up, the more I just see this scenario playing out where the Blackhawks and Canucks make something work where 19 and 11 get flipped. And then at 11, it's Gabe Perreault. Like, I don't know why. I just keep seeing in my head, like, there's some sort of movement. And it just seems like that makes a lot of sense for the Canucks to do, for the Blackhawks to do, and for that pick to end up with Chicago. Yeah, Perreault is, there's a lot to love about him. If one of you two guys wasn't going to pick him, I was going to pick him for this segment. Cause like, it's just, yeah, he's the skill is undeniable. You don't set the U.S. development program points record by accident, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, he was playing with Will Smith. He was playing with Ryan Leonard, all on the same line. They lit up the U-18 World Juniors. They're all going to Boston College. So, hey, playing with guys that you're familiar with, playing with guys that are, you know, match your skill through your development phase is not a bad thing. Like, you know, you all can rise up together, you know, playing together and feeding off of each other. So he's in a really good situation developmentally. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, there's enough Blackhawks check boxes that he's very intriguing.
Just for reference, Corey Promin and Scott Wheeler did their mock draft. They've got Gabe Perreault going 13th to Buffalo. They've got Matthew Wood going 21st to Minnesota. And they've got Charlie Strammel. Oh, you're not going to like this. Number 30 to St. Louis.
Oh, please, no.
He's dead to you.
But, man, that as much as that would suck, that really does make sense.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see what happens.
Who do they have the Hawks taking at 19, for the record?
That's a good question. I should have looked at that.
It is
Daniel Butt.
Sweet.
Daniil Boot.
Daniil Boot.
The Russian forward.
He's like Larry Dolphin. He's Daniel Boot.
He's Daniel.
The ass man.
I saw him in a movie last night. More of a documentary. How to fix a washing machine.
Oh, man. Yeah. Daniil Boot. He's a Russian player. Winger, 6'5", big scoring threat from everything that I've seen about him. So, hey, that's also not a bad option. Little bit of Matthew Wood, a little bit of Strammel, a little bit of, Michkov.
Some wood,
with
some
the Rush, with the Russian factor.
It's a great day. I was mad when the Bears they signed Jake Butt, but then Jake Butt never actually played. Didn't they pick him up as a free agent, the Michigan tight end, Jake Butt? And then he never
was played the Bears. Free agent?
I think the high school drafted and then sucked.
I went to high school with a guy with the last name Butz, B-U-T-Z, and he played football. So yeah, he had that name on the back of his jersey.
There you go, Daniil.
Wasn't a character in Little Giants? Wasn't that the assistant coach Butz?
Oh, maybe. I haven't seen that movie in 30 years,
so
I have to go back and think about it.
That's a good one.
Anyways.
All right, Greg, you want to sell us some shades?
Yeah, sure. After we've gotten through all of our butt talk, let's talk about sunglasses. And all these guys we're talking about right now have very bright futures, and they're going to need to get themselves a pair of Shady Rays.
Shade yourselves from the bright moon.
Yes, it's going to be unbelievable, these guys, no matter who the Blackhawks pick. Take on the sun with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for the warm weather ahead with premium polarized shades at an affordable price. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that's just as good as any expensive pair we've ever worn. I think they're way too humble. They're better than any expensive pair I've ever worn. I've been a customer long before CHGO even existed, let alone they became a sponsor. They have durable frames and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures. And that's not all. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of sunglasses backed by their lost and broken replacements program. If you lose or break your pair, even on the very first day, they told us they're going to send you a brand new pair. No questions asked. You can wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after you make your purchase. And also, you're going to look good and feel good because the Shady Rays Impact Program is making a difference all across the United States. Together with their nonprofit partners, they're doing everything from building playsets for pediatric cancer patients to providing young adults with MS the outdoor adventure of a lifetime. Shady Rays is making an impact in your community and others just like it now and for years to come. And if you don't love your Shady Rays, but you will, you can exchange them for a new pair or return them for no charge within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop. They always have your back. And it's not too late to jump in on the Shady Rays Memorial Day sale, which is going on now through the 31st, to the end of the month. The Shady Rays Memorial Day sale is giving you 35% off every single pair over at ShadyRays.com. Get yourself over there and get some deeply discounted sunglasses that have been rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people.
A lot of people. A lot of stars. Hey, a lot of sun. And with the sun coming out, you got to save some energy because, you know, you're probably going to be running that AC a little bit. Temperatures are getting up there. Save energy and money is through the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program, which is committed to helping their families and businesses in their communities that they serve, helping manage energy usage and lower energy bills now and into.
That's right, Mario, into the future. And ComEd offers a wide variety of incentives on lighting and other efficiency upgrades to commercial, industrial, and public sector customers of all sizes across their territory. ComEd offers free facility assessments that can help find energy-saving opportunities like for HVAC systems, commercial kitchen equipment, or industrial processes.
Jake, can you tell me how that works before my connection drops?
Yes, I will. You are not saving enough energy. That's your problem. An authorized engineer will work with you to develop a detailed assessment plan specific to your goals and needs. They can be done in person or virtually and last approximately 2 hours. Within 3 to 4 weeks, customers will receive a report detailing energy efficiency products that they can start working on immediately. Each recommendation will include estimated energy savings, project costs, potential incentives, and simple payback. If you own a business, don't wait. Get started saving money and energy today. For energy saving tips, lighting incentives, or to schedule your free facility assessment, go to comed.com/poweringbiz. Yes, Mario, that's what I said. comed.com/poweringbiz. Schedule it today. We good?
I was going to ask, but yeah, thank you for clarifying.
All right, yes. Just making sure we're all connected and everything is on the up and up.
Yes.
All right. Sounds good.
We are connected.
All right, let's move on to our second round-ish options. Again, these are always, you know, liable to fluctuate as the draft approaches and things come out and guys get more or less hype. We're trying to just project as we can here. So, Mario, who do you got for your second selection here?
Yeah, so my second/third round target is a guy on the back end. I know the Blackhawks have a lot of depth in their blue line, but it's not a bad idea to get another guy in the mix. And this is a guy I'm gonna stay in college hockey. I'm gonna stay in the Big Ten. He played in some big games, played for the number one team in the country at Minnesota, and has a last name you might be familiar with. It is Casey Mittelstadt's brother, Luke Mittelstadt. Was a freshman at Minnesota this last year, played a lot of important minutes for them as they went through being, again, the top program in the nation, got to the Frozen Four. It played for the World Juniors. Like, this is a kid that's been playing on all the big stages, which is never a bad thing. A little bit undersized as a defenseman, hovering right around that 5'11", 6 foot range, but pretty solid, about 185, depending on 190, depending on who's, you know, whose measurements you're looking at. But this is a guy who does a little bit of everything. He's a very competent skater. One of his best qualities is his mobility and edge work. All the scouts rave about his decision making with the puck. So that's something you want to see. You want to be able to, you know, have these young guys being able to make quick decisions. Now, the thing is with Millsap, he's a little bit older, right? He was a freshman last year, but he was already in his 19, 20-year-old range. He'll be 20 this season going to Minnesota again. So, you know, I know it's, he's a little bit older, but I think he's a little bit further down the path on his progression than maybe some of the guys that, you know, some of the other guys you look at in this draft. So I know Kyle Davidson didn't say being available to the Blackhawks immediately was a prerequisite, but it also doesn't hurt. This is a guy that can play next season at Minnesota. He has an opportunity to be maybe a defensive pairing with Sam Rinzell. So that would be interesting to see how that plays out. But I think, you know, he's going to get at least 2 years at Minnesota, maybe a third year, and then can make the jump to the professional ranks. I think he's got a lot of skills that, you know, the Blackhawks look for. High IQ, quick decision-making, good with the puck, and a good skater.
Sounds good to me. We talk about pedigree, right? And the lineage and the family and, like, you know, look at the Hughes brothers.
Yeah.
You know, I think it matters. You know, I think if you're on the fence between one who has and one who hasn't, or one, you know what I mean? I would always go with the one who has it, you know?
Yeah. And when we talked to Mike Donaghy and how he spoke about, you know, getting to know players and then also their families and more about their background and stuff like that, that's a hockey family. So I feel like, you know, if you're looking for, like you said, like kind of like that lineage, that pedigree, you know, that's a family that's going to probably produce a couple NHL players with Casey and Luke. And I believe they have a younger brother, John, also on the way. So never a bad thing.
Yep.
Alrighty. Well, I'm going to go my second, third round target could be someone who's available, you know, at one of those second round picks, maybe slip down to the third. This is a kid that, again, in any other draft here, might be like a late first rounder. He's had a really good year. I'm talking about Danny Nelson, a 6'3 forward from the U.S. National Team Development Program. He played 62 games with the under 18 national team, had 21 goals, 47 points, played 23 games in the USHL, where he put up 8 goals and 17 points. He also had 4 goals and 7 points in that 7 games at the under 18 World Juniors. Nelson started his hockey playing days as a defenseman and then made the move to forward a couple of years ago and has really fit in well. He's played both wing and center, so he's got versatility. He's had pretty good, decent success when he has played center, winning faceoffs. So that's a plus down there. When I watch his highlights, I think of what we saw with like the Florida Panthers. He's a threat on the forecheck. He's a relentless forechecker. He's a guy that, hey, if they draft him and he gets there, he's a guy that can get in and get the puck and have number 98 come behind him and pick it up. He's got soft hands that makes him dangerous close, you know, in close range to the net. But he also has a heavy shot with a quick release. He had a lot of success for the national team on the power play. He's a powerful skater, very tough to get off the puck. He needs some improvement with his speed and acceleration, but again, so does everybody except for an elite few. And he wins a ton of board battles, be it in the corners, behind the net. He's always a guy that gets in there and comes out with the puck. He's 17, so he's got plenty of time to develop, and he's committed to play at the University of Notre Dame, not this coming season, but the following, starting in 2024. So we already know that there's a big connection between Notre Dame and the Blackhawks. So another kid that will take some time, but going to a really good program that's developed a lot of good NHL players. So, and he'll be close to home to watch develop. So Danny Nelson is a guy I wouldn't mind seeing getting scooped up with one of those second round picks.
The Athletic mock draft has Danny Nelson going 40th to the Washington Capitals. So you're in that range there. I'm going to go with a familiar name too. Jaden Perron played with the Chicago Steel. Big time scorer. Another smallish forward. I know I'm kind of going against what I'm saying, but man, there's just so much skill here. It's hard to ignore. 72 points in 61 games. He's going to the University of North Dakota next year, which, like we said earlier, is such a big benefit for these young players now. And I will encourage everybody, if you missed our interview with Colby Cohen from Thursday, go back and listen, because there was so much good stuff on the college game and how it's changed and how it's impacting NHL players these days. So Just another guy with a ton of skill, really a smart player, knows the game well, does the right things. High IQ seems to be something that, aside from being able to put the puck in the net and being fast, that Kyle Davidson and his crew really seem to like. Now, the Athletic mock draft has him going 53rd to the Minnesota Wild. So maybe a bit of a stretch for where the Hawks will be picking in the second round. But, you know, they got that 55th pick too. So who knows? Maybe Perron will be on the board there. It's hard to say, but bring me all the skill.
Yeah, exactly.
I've already checked when we first started talking about him. He's no relation to Pudwack David Perron, so he's safe.
Yeah, I would never take him, no. No, no relation.
Sometimes lineage is a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing.
Hey, yeah. Is David Perron actually a Pudwack, or does he just kill the Hawks?
I don't know, but he's just, you know, when you play for the Red Wings and the Blues and the Vegas Golden Knights, you're a Pudwack in my book. I don't care if you're like saving puppies on the street or rescuing kittens or spending time at children's hospital. You play for all those teams in one career, I don't like you.
Yeah, it's tough. That's a tough recovery.
On ice, Pudwack.
I'm sure he's a sweetheart of a guy, but, you know, he just kind of got a punchable face too.
Yeah. So I didn't see Mittelstadt on the mock draft, and I know they only did the first two rounds. So you're probably right in that wheelhouse. So I think Mario probably end second, early third, probably projecting him there.
His I believe Central Scouting had him in the.
He's thinking about it.
80s
there we go.
Range. So I mean, yeah, you're probably talking third round. Did I cut out?
Yeah, a little bit. You're fine.
Central Scouting has him in about the 80s range. Yeah, Central Scouting has him in about the 80s range. So third round, if he's available, you know, they got two picks in the third round, I believe. So, you know, that could be an option for them there. And I like we said, I think, you know, loading up on forwards this year is probably going to be the way that they go again, given the depth of the defensive group isn't that strong. But you can't pick 12 forwards. Like you gotta mix it up a little bit. There's going to be some talent there defensively that you can't pass up.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, I'm going to be watching the NHL draft on Fubo TV. That's where I go for my live television.
And are you?
I am. Yep.
You're not going to be watching it from the Bridgestone Arena?
Well, I'm going to have it with on your my eyeballs. Phone. I'm going to have it on my phone.
Okay. So we can make you'll have the broadcast going while watching it live.
Yeah. So we don't have any trades happening we don't know about.
See it from all angles.
Or gotcha. Don't have Kevin Weeks blowing what the pick's going to be and we don't know about it because we have the volume down. See, we got to be on top of things. And you can be too with Fubo TV. 140 plus live channels of sports, shows, movies, and news. Like we said, you can stream live TV from any device, including your phone, your laptop, your iPad, whatever, and watch the most Chicago sports for the lowest price. Go to FuboTV.com/CHGO. You can start watching immediately with a 7-day free trial. There's no contract, no cable, no hassle. Just sign up and start watching. You get 1,000 hours of cloud DVR included at no extra charge. Watch local teams while traveling. And of course, I mentioned the NHL draft. You've got the playoffs underway now. Cubs on Marquee Sports Network. It's the only streaming service with Marquee. Sox, Bulls, Hawks on NBC Sportsnet. If you're looking for sports, Fubo is the place to find it. Check it out. Use the link in our description, to save 15% on your first month of Fubo Pro. That is FuboTV.com/CHGO.
And not to be confused with Fubo, but Foco is one of our friends that is one of the best in the merchandise and memorabilia and collectibles game for the sports fan in your life, or just, you know, for yourself. Hey, it's Monday. It's Memorial Day. I want to get a gift for myself. I'm going to get myself a bobblehead, as you see there on the graphic of maybe Justin Fields or Tim Anderson or Benny the Bull or that Cubs player with a beard, like most of them do. I can't tell who that is.
I'm going to guess Dansby Swanson.
Yeah,
Dansby Swanson. Yep. Sure. Get yourself a Dansby Swanson bobblehead. You can do that and more with our friends at Foco. They got hoodies, shoes, signs, again, bobbleheads, you know, probably some banners like you see behind Jay and Greg, like with the Blackhawks. Anything you can want your favorite Chicago sports team or player to be printed on or stitched onto, Foco can get it done. Baseball season is in full swing, so get yourself some Aloha shirts, some straw hats, polos, bags, anything to deck yourself out for tailgating, either at Comiskey Park or Wrigley Field. Go for it with FOCO. And when we are live in studio, which we will be the rest of this week, check out all the good FOCO goodies on our set. They've helped us out get the CHGO studios decked out and looking great. You can deck out your man cave, your she shed, or any other room in the house that you want decked out in sports gear. FOCO will do it. Go to FOCO.com or click the link in the description below. And when you do, use the promo code CHGO and you're going to get 10% off all non-pre-sale items. Again, that's the promo code CHGO. When you go to FOCO.com, that's FOCO.com.
All right. Now we go to our kind of long shots in the draft here. Mario, who you got?
Well, you guys are going to be surprised, but it's a name I've mentioned before. Thomas Milich, the Seattle Thunderbirds starting goaltender for the WHL champion Seattle Thunderbirds. He is also the starting goaltender for them as they are in the middle of the Memorial Cup right now in Kamloops. Looking for the trifecta this year. If he can land be the starting goaltender for a Memorial Cup championship, a WHL championship, and lead Canada to a World Juniors gold medal, I mean, I don't know how much more he needs to put on his resume. He's been passed over in the last two drafts, surprisingly. I don't think he gets passed over again. Look, I understand he doesn't have the ideal size for a goaltender at just about 6 foot, but like, man, like, there's the resume of accomplishments and every other skill that he checks off besides not being 6 foot six, like he checks it off. So, you know, I know there's other younger goaltenders to look at. It's not a deep goaltender draft, but there are still some talented players in this year's draft. I know Trey Augustine is one. Carson Bjarnason is one. But man, like I just look at Milich, his body of work, and the fact that I'm sure the Blackhawks have seen a lot of him, given the trio of all prospects that are in Seattle already, and you know, watching Connor Bedard play in the WHL, like I'm sure, and in Canada with Team Canada, like the Blackhawks have probably had eyes all over him. So I would be surprised if he's available in those later rounds and the Blackhawks haven't taken a swing on a goalie, if they don't do it and maybe do it with him. I think he's going to be available in those later rounds because he's older, because he's undersized. But, you know, if you could get him in a late round pick, given where the Blackhawks goaltending position already is with their, you know, young depth with Soderblom and Stauber and Comezzo, you add Milich to the mix, he'll jump into the professional ranks right away. Maybe he's a third goalie in Rockford. Maybe he's a goalie with the Indy Fuel. I mean, it's not unheard of that, you know, young, higher-end goaltending prospects start in the ECHL. I believe Detroit did that with Sebastian Costa this year, playing in the ECHL, as he was a first-round pick. So, you know, I think there's a lot of skill there. It's just unfortunate that he's not 6 foot six. Like, you don't have to be this bit, you don't have to be Andrei Vasilevsky size to have success as a goaltender. I know UC Saros is kind of like an anomaly, but it's not unheard of that a 6 foot, 6 foot one goalie can have success.
Yep, agree with that.
All right, I know I went with some college players my first two picks, but I'm sticking in the WHL for my late round guy, and I like what I've seen out of Vancouver Giants forward Jaden Lipinski, another size guy, 6 foot three. He had 19 goals, 51 points in his 66 games with the Giants. Our pals over at PHNX might be targeting him too. He's a product of the Junior Coyotes program. He's from Scottsdale, Arizona. He plays well in all three zones. He was a contributor on both the power play and the penalty kill. His ceiling is kind of like a responsible bottom six forward. And we've talked a lot about you need those guys to win in the playoffs. And he could be one of those guys. He's a good skater with room for improvement. He's got great hands with a bit of a scoring touch. And he's one of his greatest attributes in the scouting reports I've read is how well he protects the puck. He was an undrafted player in the WHL, and he went in two seasons to becoming one of the Vancouver Giants' top contributors. The coaching staff in Vancouver raves about his coaching, his work ethic, and that's something that we know, you know, never takes a shift off is a lot what you hear about him, and you know that's kind of fits the mold of Luke Richardson and Kyle Davidson. Plus, the marketing alone. The Chicago L line as your fourth line with Lipinski, Ludwinski, and Leipen all in there. The marketing. I could see the CHGO shirt right now with an L train and the three numbers on it.
Oh, yeah.
There's your grinder fourth line that can score and score big goals in the playoffs right there. So let's make that happen.
And a broadcaster's dream of Ludwinski to Lipinski.
Yeah.
There you go.
Vosters can handle it. I don't know if Foley would have been able to handle that the last couple of years, but Vosters would be all over it.
Yeah, he'll nail it.
Two things on that. Any relation to Tara Lipinski?
I do not think so, no.
Okay, because I was going to say, I would assume then his skating ability is off the charts if that were to be true.
He could do a triple toe lutz right across the neutral zone.
And two, you know, Vancouver Giants in the WHL, you know who was a coach with them this year?
Brett Seabrook.
Our guy, yeah. Yep. And you know they've watched him a lot too because, you know, they played the Seattle Thunderbirds quite a bit. So there's probably some familiarity there. And they call up Siebes and say, hey, what do you think of this guy?
Teach him about fruit and crap. That's a
and nachos.
Yeah, there you go. All right, my guy is probably going to be a little bit off the board here. He is, at last check, number 59 by NHL Central Scouting, and that's among North American forwards. It is Zach Nearing, right winger from Shattuck St. Mary's, which is a high school that's basically a hockey college. Is that a fair way to describe it, fellas?
Like, yeah, it's like a boarding school.
Yeah.
A lot of rich.
The hockey factory.
There's so many players that have gone through there. Taze played there. Green I think Sidney Crosby played there. Like, yeah, it's less of a high school, more of a factory.
Yeah,
yeah. So Pierre Maguire's favorite high school on the planet.
Absolutely. Yes, of course.
Flashback.
Yes.
So Zach Nearing, 6'3", 191. So string bean, very much in the Sam Renzel kind of category, but big as time to fill out. 18-year-old from Minot, North Dakota. He's a big scorer. And I think, you know, as we're getting late in the draft, especially with the guys I targeted here on today's show, it's well overdue to add some size. 85 points in 54 games. And look, anytime you see a guy come from Shattuck St. Mary's, you know he's been taught the right way. He's headed to Western Michigan to play collegiately, another really good hockey school. So, you know, it's a bit of a stretch. And as these guys, you know, as you get later on, less information becomes available. But from the limited stuff I've seen about him, seems like a good skater for his size. Obviously, will fill out a little bit. And sometimes guys need to adjust their skating to their body growth, right? Like it's a giant adjustment when guys put on a bunch of size quickly. But so far, so good for Zach Nearing, and to be one of the best players at probably the best hockey prep school in the country. That's a good sign for me, and that's all I need to hear. So big, yes, can score, yes. You know, pedigree of great schools, yes. Sign me up. Zach Nearing is my guy.
Yeah, hard to argue against that. And was it Vlasic that we were talking to, talking about, you know, his physical development, because he's a giant now at about 6'5", 6'6". But I think, was it his junior year or senior year of high school age range where he said he went from being like 5'10" to like 6'3" in like 1 year?
Yeah.
So he had to completely like relearn like how to control his body on the ice. So yeah, I mean, there's time for these kids to develop and grow into those frames. And yeah, that'd be interesting to see if and when he's available.
All right, so Law put together a little graphic here before we wrap up so we can just kind of show everybody what we got. Mario started us off with Charlie Stramel, then went Luke Mittelstadt and Thomas Milic. Greg went Matthew Wood, Danny Nelson, Jaden Lipinski, and I went Gabe Perreau, Jaden Perron, and Zach Nearing. So those are my three. So I don't know. Let's see. If one of us is right, that's a lot of fun.
Hey, the more darts at the board, the better your odds.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. All right, we're going to wrap things up. Thanks for being with us. Reminder on your way out to smash that like button. Make sure you're subscribed to the page as well, and hit us up on your podcast apps too. And those 5-star reviews would be great. Again, happy Memorial Day. Thanks to all who serve and all who have served. We appreciate you, and we are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the app and use promo code CHGO when you sign up. For Greg and Mario, I'm Jay. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the CHGO Blackhawks podcast.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.